Chapter 19. Finbar Galedeep drew his two swords as he watched the swarming masses approaching. Logalog stood at his side, rapier at the ready, assessing the oncoming foe.
Giant marsh toads! Biggins! There must be thousands of them!
He yelled.
Every beast to the Pearl Queen! Use her as a fort! We'll stand a better chance of fighting them off!
Shouted Joseph as he grabbed a long driftwood spar. It was a sensible idea, and the crew rushed to do his bidding. The shrew Fatch pulled Roof Brush away from the memorial cairn, hurrying him along.
Come on, mate. Said I'd look after you, didn't I?
Roof found himself pushed aboard. He took up his position with Fatch in the aft gallery of the crazily listed stern.
I dearly wish Rosie Woodsorrel was here, Fatch,
he said.
She was as good as 10 warriors.
Long green banners streamed out above the hordes of giant marsh toads as they came on in their hundreds. Huge, horrible, wart-studded creatures, armed with what appeared to be big curved scythe blades mounted on poles. Roof swallowed hard, his paws trembling.
I wager they could inflict awful damage with those things. Do you think they'll attack us, Fatch?
The brave shrew tested the point of a boarding pike.
They ain't here for a party, Roof. You stick close to me.
Finbar grinned with anticipation, his lust for battle rising hotly. He spoke out of the side of his mouth to Joseph.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Bellmaker. Let's go out with a bang. Do creatures have a battle cry?
The toads were almost upon them as Joseph shouted out.
Give them a good roar! Come on, crew! Where's our war shout?
Wild cries ripped from the throats of everybody aboard.
Red Wall! Red Wall! Red Wall! Red Wall!
The toads halted dead in their tracks. An eerie silence fell over shore and cliff. Joseph looked quizzically at Finbar.
Great seasons of plenty. That seemed to do the trick. Look at them. You'd think they were frozen.
The sea otter was stupefied for a moment. Then his love of battle took over. Clashing his twin sword blades in the face of the masked toad army, he bellowed defiantly.
What are you waiting for, you blistering mudsuckers? Here's the Galedeep fighting fit and raring to go. I'll take on any number of you, pot-bellied marsh spawn, web-brained cowards. Do you use those weapons for eating your victuals or digging holes to hide in?
Joseph restrained the impetuous sea otter.
Steady on there, Finbar. No use forcing a fight with this lot. There's too many of them. We'd be slaughtered. Let's wait and see what they do next.
The marsh toads raised their weapons and began chanting.
Lug, 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 lug.